Okay.
Maybe stick to the agenda and we'll get to coaching. So, like, we'll definitely have some discussion about coaching and and that. So.
Thursday, October 9th, Eden U Sports. It's 6:05. Everyone present: Hannah Spear,
Nick Datro,
Trevor Bidwell,
Dan Luther,
Christina Brown.
More of a kind of a special meeting. Not really considered that, I guess, but to kind of get basketball season started going and talk about soccer, end of soccer season and stuff that we've all done. If we want to do approve the last meeting's minutes, we can do that. I don't know if everyone's had a chance to read them or not yet. So maybe we just wait until the next one. So soccer stuff. The last meeting we talked about ordering a few things. I have ordered through Melissa the size 3 balls for the younger team and medals for everybody. They're not in yet, but they're ordered.
I have the goalie jersey.
I was going to see if Coach Kelly,
because I came down to get the stuff printed, and she said, do I want to take it? So I said, yeah, because I'll go to game and practice.
We did kind of touch on the plaques for the sixth graders, but I don't know if it ever went anywhere after. You know what I mean? Like,
I think, I think we approved it. I believe.
Approved it, but I don't know if anybody did anything with
it. We need a list of names.
Okay.
Okay. And I should give that to you, Dan. List of names.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we'll go with those same plaques you guys got last time. And then, do we want to have the awards, like a ceremony with all the whole both teams together, like we did for basketball, or do we want to do it separately? Because Miss Haley did ask me last night during the game, like, when should she wrap this up? Because they are the younger kids. They don't have any tournaments or any more games. So I think they're coming down to the end. So I don't know if we just do the younger kids, and that way if the plaques aren't in, we can do the older kids later on.
Right. Yeah, because the older kids still go, their schedule goes
right deep into October.
Like 2.5 or 2 weeks roughly, right?
Yeah.
Until their last game. So maybe, the younger kids go first.
So I will. Yeah. So pretty much the minute we get those balls and the awards, let me know.
Okay.
And or if Melissa gets them, I'll have her let me know. Okay. And we'll, the minute we get those, we'll do the awards that Tuesday or Thursday after, and I'll let her know. So that way they can wrap it up.
That sounds good.
And I'll print off certificates like we've done in the past. And probably do a team photo.
Right.
And then I don't think we ever discussed coaches' awards. So I was thinking about just grabbing one of the soccer balls, having all the kids sign a soccer ball, and then I'll try to get the picture that I take. I'll try to get a frame and give each coach a frame, something very, like an expensive frame from Walmart, $4 or $5, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, even those frames that had the border outside where the kids could sign instead of the ball or the ball's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah, just something for them to remember. The
especially frames are easy to store. Those balls are so hard for storage purposes.
Yeah, so if you get a frame with a border that they can sign.
So I'll put in a motion that I'll pick up picture frames with the borders for them to sign, and we'll give those as coaches get.
But it's still a memory.
I second it.
Getting them all.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I did want to touch on the tournaments. And there's a little bit of conflict going on there. So
the Under the Lights and the Johnson. Because I saw some emails from Matt Warren and then.
So we talked about the Under the Lights. So this weekend is the Morrisville tournament. That's on Sunday.
Yep.
No issues.
Yep.
Next weekend is the Johnson tournament, which is Saturday. It goes from like 2 to 6, I believe. And at the same time going on Saturday night is just the 5-6 teams that are playing at the Under the Lights.
And Eden has a game at 5:30 against Hyde Park.
And they have a game in Johnson at 5, I believe. So.
All within one day?
All in one day. So I kind of, in my opinion.
We got to back out of a tournament.
We got to back out of, I believe the Under the Lights thing came kind of second. The Johnson tournament's been on schedule since the beginning of the season. Under the Lights just came up, the day, or when did we have the last meeting?
Yeah. But I like the Under the Lights schedule.
The
the teams they're playing.
Can't be picky.
As a competitor, Under the Lights might be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, whatever. I'm good with what
you know. I mean, unless, I don't know. The way the email was going back and forth with all the coaches, I know that All Saints has already backed out from the Under the Lights thing. It's a little weird. It's a little picky. Hyde Park, I feel like, is being a little bit picky about who.
Well, and I will say Hyde Park last year, they just threw it together and only invited a couple teams, and Matt Moore and got a lot of flack for it.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it wasn't really meant to be like a big tournament. It just meant to be for a couple Under the Lights,
but it sounds cool.
A neat idea, and that's the problem is, well, you almost have so much darkness. And,
right.
like, you can't be playing elementary school ball at 11 o'clock at night under the lights.
Yep. So I don't know what you guys think about it,
So you got a good plan.
Yeah, I think.
Go with what's first and second?
I think with having the Johnson on schedule the longest makes the sense to go with that.
I feel like they kind of got their stuff together before Hyde Park did, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't, you know, I'm not the one making the decision, so whatever you guys all think, do.
I'd say your way was the best way. Your idea was the best way.
Do I send an email to Hyde Park and just say we gotta back out, or do I ask if we can be scheduled for a different time? I don't know.
Well, I think it's too much. I think if they were to have two or three games on Saturday and then have two or three games Saturday night.
You start at 10 and what?
I just think that's
a lot. Because their day would go from 2 o'clock and then the Hyde Park thing ends at like 9:30.
And they don't have a lot of subs. They have two or three subs, so that's just a lot of running for soccer.
So I'll email them and just say that we get back out of that one. Not that we've said we were going to be in it anyway, but...
Kids are going to be pooped.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. I like the idea. It is a neat idea.
I wish they picked
a different
weekend, because Johnson's been on this weekend scheduled from the beginning. So
then that means, like, is Hyde Park in the Johnson tournament then?
I didn't look at the
list. Is Johnson not? So should we have a backup? Like, that's the other scary thing is, do we know, like, does Johnson have enough kids? Who's backed out of that? Does Under the Lights, you know what I mean? Like, who's backing out of what for what, and is one turn.
So we could double check with Johnson, make sure that they're still like have all the teams.
Yeah, I just maybe send an email to them first and just say, we're just kind of curious. Have you had anybody backing out of your tournament for Under the Lights, and are you going to have enough teams in the tournament? If so, then yes, we want to be part of your tournament. Kind of deal.
Okay.
That was Johnson, not Under the Lights.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, you said All Saints backed out Under the Lights, but then I'm sitting there thinking, like I said, well, Hyde Park, and then who else is in that tournament?
Right.
I know Cambridge has three teams, so they can throw a team Under the Lights and a team.
And Stowe's got a couple teams.
Yeah.
You know, Anybody else have anything they want to touch on for soccer?
No, that was it. I think for me, it was just I just thought the other day of the coaches' awards. And certificates and all that good stuff.
Okay. So then on to basketball, we did the uniform inventory situation. Do we want to talk about, because we kind of talked about it before we do it, so we're all recorded about how many we found, how many we need, that kind of stuff.
We counted 15 of the jerseys that we purchased last year and 14 of the shorts that we purchased last year. We have a bunch of old
How many did we purchase in total?
I think 18.
So we didn't get them all back.
No. And we still probably, there's probably, like, I'd have to ask the Maskells, because a lot of times I'll get a bag a year later with, like, 5 jerseys in it or something like that. So I don't know if going forward we want to put a deposit down or make them put a deposit down or... tell them they can't play until they return jerseys or whatnot. I mean, because
like
I got a list at home that probably has who's returned them.
I was going to say, like, if we're keeping track of who's got them and who's bringing them back.
But it's just hard sometimes, too, because, like, sometimes, like, you get, like, even registrations. with certain ones and certain people, and you can't just give certain people a break and stuff, but you also look at all these kids and you're like, oh, I want them to play. So I really think, like, maybe we really put in stone a scholarship program or something for kids that can't, like, if their parents don't pay registrations, then here's an option. Like, you have the option to get the scholarship thing and not
Well, we've pay. We've always said that. We've always done that.
But do we have anything?
But do we need a paper to say it? Do we need that?
I think we just decide it.
I think we just have been.
I don't think we need to. I don't think we need to advertise.
You know best. You've been doing it. You know who can kind of afford it, who can't.
And when I don't want to speak show for the whole group or keep getting in the habit of like, that family hasn't paid, and that's I don't think.
Well, I don't know if that needs to be public knowledge.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if we do a scholarship,
we're letting kids play.
You guys vote on it.
Kids are playing
in the meeting minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
So you guys have voted, like, before, like, if they didn't pay.
If it's ever come up.
Just go ahead and let them play.
Yeah.
Then you cover that with, I mean, you cover it.
Yeah.
With.
Taxpayer
money. Eating used
sports money. Yeah.
And that's kind of how your scholarship program kind of works. Like, you have a little fund set off to the side. And, yeah. You know, that fund pays for certain kids.
But I just feel like, this is a scholarship fund for you because you might not be, your family might not be able to afford it. That's kind of like singling out and saying,
I don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to see that.
Okay.
Because it would just, come off as a bad
public knowledge. I mean,
bad taste.
Yeah. We would do it for any kid that can't, that wants to play and can't afford it.
I'm willing to look the other way or make a decision for the group to say, like, hey, okay, you know, not really, like you said, not make it public knowledge. But I also don't.
But we should probably discuss it as a group at some point. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, to be all right, these kids couldn't, whatever.
Okay.
Just so...
Okay, that way it's out there and it's transparent.
That way you know what's...
Yeah, I think being transparent is the best thing with everything.
When I don't want to say something and it's like, hey, that's my decision when there's the three of you.
Right,
I agree. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of feels like, well, some people might not feel this way about letting you slide or something.
And I kind of always feel like if a family approaches you, whatever, it can always be a good excuse to be like, oh, I got to talk to the committee about it. Like, and then you can at least think about it. You know what I mean? Like, so you can kind of...
And that's a good thing, too. Like, I can just at least message the committee and be like, I did have this one family come to me and say, hey, we can't pay this.
Yeah, since the select board oversees the funds, they might have input on how they want that process to go, too. Like, maybe the person just goes to the select board to ask if they can have the fee waived, and then we get informed. So that way, if they have any problem with the committee or whatever, it's just a direct to the select board.
And maybe, like, at the start of every fiscal year or whatever, like, the committee puts aside this much money as a slush fund for those families, or you know what I mean, just like, all right, maybe we have families that can't do it.
And I just thought about it when you were talking about it. It's on the same subject, but it's like, if I have 100 kids registered and we have proof that they registered, but the funds don't match up to that 100 kid registered, it would be nice to be like, okay, we have these three. That's where this money came for that.
Yeah. Oh, so I thought you documented that anyways.
What's that?
I thought you documented that anyways. Registration fee lined up with the
kids. That's what I'm saying. Well, so like, and then you have the check marks of when people pay off. But a lot of times I just come in with the pay order that has all their names who did pay. And then I bring it in and give them that. You know, but then at the end of the year, I could write something in the book that said we had 100 kids sign up. And then the town clerk's like, well, I saw you said you had 100 kids sign up, but you only came up with this price. That doesn't match 100 kids or something like that.
And all those numbers would still be there. All the numbers that we have for kids registered and all the money that came in, but they're not necessarily overlined. Like,
name for that
exactly.
Dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not all attached, I think.
So we need to discuss how many uniforms we want or need to order for basketball. You want to start with like...
So in other words, we need to order for two teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's either we order for fifth, sixth grade team and order for a third, fourth grade team, or we take those jerseys and give them to the 3-4 and we order for two fifth, sixth grade teams.
Do you think that those jerseys will fit the 3-4s?
Yeah, because most of them are all like mediums or smalls.
Okay.
There wasn't very many.
Do you have a list of the sizes?
They don't have sizes on them.
I know, that's so weird.
Which is shitty.
Yeah.
We looked when we were down there, reversed it, and they're the only jerseys in that shed that don't have the sizes.
Why don't we do a backup and just, I know you like to order just enough, but we don't get them all back, right, all the time. So why don't we do a 2-5-6 and a 3-4, all one style?
Well, I think it has to be one style because they're all interchangeable.
You weren't there, but I mentioned it that I'd like to see a different pattern if we could. So that's all I was saying. Right. Instead of the straight blue and white, put in a little pattern, like Hyde Park or whatever. Yeah, if it's available to at a decent rate, you know, the camel pattern, I like that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Something
but,
of the sort. But just if you, an update.
But if you're, you know, 4 XLs and then 2 double, I don't know the sizes, but double right. XLs and 7 larges and 5 mediums, whatever the number comes out to, if they're all the same, if we can stay with the same pattern, same thing, it doesn't matter. It's not like this is the boy's uniform, this is the girl's uniform. It can be.
It can be.
They were unisex. Yes.
Yes. If you have right, 20, but like 10 smalls and 10 mediums.
Right. So does that make sense?
10 adult right. smalls and 10 adult mediums.
That's what I'm thinking.
Makes sense just to order the same ones that you guys ordered last year.
Yes.
And just get more.
The only thing there is, like I told them at the thing, I don't know. I don't think Bob will do it for us this year because he wants to like give that offer to a new school.
Well, he would give us a discounted offer, but he might still do it.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah,
he's not going to give us a discount,
right? Well, and I know that he was. I don't know like the busyness of it because he did tell us like I got a couple schools locked up, but I want to give another couple. So I don't know. Yeah, if you want to talk to him, I don't know him personally. So
yeah, I don't either. But we can.
So you can always order the uniforms from.
Yeah,
that's
what we did. Yeah. Ordered the book from just any website that when just compared some Temu Wish websites and whoever had the cheapest one. And then what we did was we ordered like one item from it to see if it was decent.
Yeah. So do you have that? What we ordered last year?
I can look
year?
To see if I have the same website.
So we make sure we get
like,
the. So we make sure we get the
V-trans
same stuff.
V-trans or that was.
Or. Erin might even have
that's what she gave me.
Because she emailed. Because I didn't do any of the emails for our jerseys or anything. So if she has any of that information, huh?
None of us.
Right.
No. Caitlin did.
So if you have, if she has any email just that has that website, then we can at least look at it, and then I can try to find and match and let you know what, where to get them from.
So you said we have 30 people signed up already, 30 kids.
Roughly. Yeah.
Roughly.
More 5-6 or is that?
It's pretty straight even along the board. There was 10 or 11 5-6 signed up, but that's boys and girls. And then the rest went couple fourth, couple third, couple second, couple first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So how, I feel like we should figure it out tonight, like what we need to order and get that going, right? Like to try to.
What we need to do tonight is we need to approve what we're ordering, what we...
Like, yes, and we got to approve a certain number because we don't...
Right.
And we will order less than that number. We can order less, but we need to just get approval that, hey, we may order 30 jerseys at this price.
Because, well, and if there's 3 teams, well, we got 15, so...
That's what I'm saying. If we got 15, then we need to order...
30.
Yeah. And it's early in sign-up, so...
Yeah.
So like you're saying, like we approve to order 40 and then we end up ordering 30, that covers it.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be bad.
I would probably say 40 and then order 30.
So I make
because,
a motion.
I mean,
to...
that's 10 kids per team, and last year we had 15 5-6 boys. If you have 15 on each team,
do you have them at your house right now?
I have them in the back of my car.
Okay, because we're going to have to figure out the numbers so you don't get to order the
same
numbers.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to...
I wonder how that this. Would... Yeah, I wonder how high you can go with those numbers. Because isn't there... I guess it don't matter for elementary school.
No, 99.
Yeah. Because I know there's certain numbers.
Well, the rest don't want to do this.
But that's what I mean. I was like, I don't think we pay any patch officials to do any of that crap.
Anyway. No.
So 99. It's gonna be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And like, don't get the.
Yeah. Yeah. 6, 7.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying not to say.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I was like, don't make sense because 6 doesn't like 7 because 7, 8, 9. Like, Todd, you're cringe.
Yeah, we get that too.
All right, so I make a motion to buy 40 new unisex jerseys ranging in sizes small to...
Up to 40, yeah.
We need to adult go from youth small to adult extra large.
Okay.
Because there is one kid that had signed up that I did notice it says adult extra large that they put in for. I mean, maybe only...
I second it.
I will say that we probably should go. I would probably only get like maybe 4 extra larges,
right.
And then like as it trickles down, like the average. Yeah. Like I'll look at the chart too tonight. I'll get the numbers at, and I'll look at the chart like tonight and see what it averages, because it did show me like a big pie and like there's like a lot of adult mediums. So like it might be a higher percentage just in that alone can help us.
I think we should just get extras. Extras are the common still, ones. If we're going in for 40,
are you still talking? Are you still talking with Kaylin? Maybe you can get. Maybe you can get information on what she ordered last year. And
yeah, I'll ask. I haven't talked to her in quite a while now, but I'll shoot her the message.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know she's pretty much in Hyde Park doing sports over there.
That's fine.
And sounds like Bryce is sticking to primarily soccer now. So okay. Even like this fall and winter, he's doing all sorts of soccer stuff.
That's fine. I just didn't
know. I'll see if
I just didn't know if maybe she'd just shoot us a message or what she.
I know like my email deletes after like a certain amount of time because it's through work. So I don't think I have any of those old V-Tran emails. I mean, it's a good period of time, but
yeah.
I can flag it or save it if I want to, but that was a while ago.
We also mentioned ordering referee shirts to have kind of on hand for
just a few any more. Volunteers. I got a couple at home already.
Okay.
But just a couple more.
So ranging in, you don't have to know what size those are that you have.
I would say an adult. Well, we have Ella that I think will probably going to be reffing this year.
Yeah, probably.
If Aiden's still interested in doing it at all this year, does he still have a reffing shirt by any chance? Do you know, or did he retire? Okay. So I'm just thinking is maybe like one or two small adult mediums or, you know, for some youngers, and then maybe an adult extra large or large just to have in case we have.
And a couple whistles.
Yeah, I would say probably
like 6 whistles.
Yeah, because you got 2 refs. Yeah. So say you have 4 refs, like 4 different refs, with 4 whistles, and now you have 3 coaches for 3 or 4 coaches for.
Yeah,
coaches.
So we're gonna need 10 whistles.
I would get a bunch of them, and then you have them.
I wonder if there's something like where you can buy a bulk of them.
You probably can.
That's probably what we should do.
And do you know anything about a clinic for that? Refereeing.
I haven't heard nothing. Coaching? I did reach out to Katie French, and she said that probably in the next couple weeks they'll have something for the commission's meeting, and that's normally when we talk about a ref clinic. That's where I've gotten all the information before, and so we'll see if we do another one there, or she talks about doing another one, and I'll let everybody know.
You should try for Eden.
Yeah.
Doing it in.
Yeah, I can even volunteer the school or volunteer us to help host it or something like that.
I make a motion to purchase referee shirts.
And whistles.
I second.
And make a motion to purchase a dozen or 20 whistles. 20 would be great.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, Dan, are you going to order that stuff?
Yeah, I will make a list of the... And I will get a hold of Melissa.
Okay.
I'll text base with you on what size.
I'll get all the numbers and like for the jerseys numbers.
Oh, shirts.
And the sizes.
Referee shirts.
One medium, one extra large. Or did you say 2?
We said I think 2 adult mediums and 1 extra large. Did we say or 1 large?
I think you said 1 of each.
Let's do extra large, because I have a large already at home. Aiden's might be a large.
2 medium, 2 extra. And
20 whistles? missiles.
Yeah, up to 20 missiles.
Yeah.
See what they come in. And same thing, if it comes in a box of 15, then do 15. If it comes in 25, I guess, do 25.
Yeah.
We got an email from Elise Small. I believe she works at Eden. She was interested in coaching the 5'6 girls basketball team.
Elise Small?
Yep.
Before we move on to coaching, I'm sorry, we also touched on ordering new basketballs.
We did. You're right.
Because we've only bought in 4 of the brand new Spaldings. They're not brand new. They're like 2 years. This will be their 3rd year. But all the basketball we have there are from previous committee groups.
Yep.
So we're going to need, what we discuss, like 10 balls?
Yeah, I think that's what we said.
So, and we did talk about the regulation balls, just because, you know, that's what all these towns are using and all the kids are using and stuff. Like I said, we don't want to buy a hard rubber ball, you know what I mean? Yeah, we want these kids to
practice. You want to play with a leather real ball.
And I want to say, like, the balls that we got down, that we got 4 of them, they were like $80 a piece. So this is something we're definitely going to have to talk to the Melissa and let her know, like, we approved to order 10 basketballs and they're $80.
Yeah.
I still think, I was doing the math tonight, and roughly if we were to get, like, by registrations alone, if you were to get 40 to 50 kids to sign up, you're looking at, like, roughly around $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're still going to be able to live within our means with the registrations coming
in. Wow.
I know you got the jerseys. I know we got the jerseys and stuff. But also that $4,500 should, like, that they give us every year. We should try to, like, I've talked to Melissa. She's talked to me about trying to stay within that budget for the year. So what I'm saying is, with the registrations coming in for that and with that, I still don't think it should be an issue for anybody to be upset. But they still
no, and I guess I don't understand that whole piece, like her telling you to stay around that $4,500 if the sports committee is also raising money through registrations and whatever. Like, I feel like if
I don't think it's a too tough. I don't think it's too much to tiptoe around, but I know, like, this is definitely going to be a bigger purchase.
Yeah.
And that this is something that we definitely want to just make her aware, because she might say, well, if it's an $800 purchase for 10 basketballs, then I want to take that and put that to a select board's meeting, and the select board are going to have to vote on it. So if that's the case, then if they have a select board meeting this Tuesday, tomorrow it's closed, they don't hear about this until 2 Tuesdays from now. So just to prepare us, we might not get the approval to get 10 basketballs. We might not get the approval to get these jerseys if Melissa tells us she doesn't want us to do it until we get the approval. So I don't know when their select board meeting is.
Right, it should be put into Melissa as soon as possible. I think the select board was last week.
I don't know.
It would be online. We could look at it. But do the basketball sizes range at all between, like,
2 different pretty much sizes?
So do we need to get, like, different school?
Yeah. Well.
Or do you go, like, probably, the little ones are okay right now because they don't? I mean, do the littles play games?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Skills and drills.
Skills and drills.
Still, they'll be good with the 27.5 that are there, probably the youngers.
Yeah. I would probably go 10 balls of just the 28.
Yeah, 20.5.
Yeah, and then the littles are 27. So.
So I don't know what the regulation balls are. So you may want to bring that up to Melissa, because I.
I can just Google it tonight, what they cost for what they are, and then let her know, like, do the math, that times 10. Say this is what it's going to be to get us 10 balls. And then if she's going to approve that, then say we also approved getting, what we, 40 jerseys, we said?
Mm-hmm. Up to,
So she might want to be like, okay, and I just thought of that, like, if they have to approve it at a select board's meeting, then we might not be putting the jersey order in until for another couple weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And we won't know.
It's okay not to put the order in.
We still got time. Yeah, I mean, no. December is.
Yes. Yeah.
Right around Christmas is our first game, so it's not like we don't. It's not like we're crunched.
No.
Yeah. But we do got to figure out what we want in numbers, so we got to get a hold of.
Yeah. So I'll be able to email her Monday because they're closed tomorrow. So yeah, we'll get that ball rolling then. And then, like I said, I'll message you in the next couple of days on all the numbers and stuff. And then even if we can figure out what the jersey is, I can give her a number too. If we find out how much a jersey is, like for one uniform, what we're going to get,
right.
I can add that all up for 40 and say this is roughly what we're going to spend. So if she needs to take that information to the selector, she can.
I was thinking like any emails that you do from your personal, if you want to just copy the sports committee. So I'm just thinking for like, again, transparency and also for like future committees that it would all be.
Yeah.
So next year we can go, oh, crap.
Here. And I didn't think about that because I did copy and paste like a lot of that. This thing I made, I took it from like soccer of last year and just changed the dates and the stuff like that. And then I printed it out. And after screwing it up a couple of times and printing out 50 of them, I got it down. And I'm like, I probably shouldn't have put my personal contact. My email. I could have put my cell phone if they had a question, but I should have put the Eden U Sports Committee email.
Well, I saw it and I go, Nick's really committed to this.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
Was there anything else that we wanted to
approve?
Did we make a motion to order those basketballs?
No. I make a motion that we order 10 of the Spalding basketballs, 28 and a half.
I second it.
All in favor?
All right, so then if you're all set with that, the email from Elise Small, Binky, I believe, told her, or she told Binky that she was interested in coaching.
Did Binky reach out? Or did she reach out?
She reached out to Binky. I think Binky has connections everywhere. Okay. I don't know. Binky's like a.
So Greg reached out to us or you saying
yep.
this young lady would like to coach?
Yeah, and she emailed us directly with it.
Okay. What was her name again?
Elise Small. She has lots of. She sent an email with lots of background and coaching experience.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Playing basketball, coaching basketball. Coaching AAU, so, and she, in that email, she specifically noted 5'6" girls.
Okay.
So.
Anybody else? Have you gotten any?
That was the only one that actually sent us an email. I did hear that Ryan.
So that's Thornton, what she, last yep. night she came up to me, Ryan awesome. Thornton did, and asked me, saying that she was interested also in coaching the 5th-6th grade girls.
Awesome.
I just came from soccer practice, and I spoke with Kelly. And she's interested in coaching the 5'6" girls.
Okay.
And I want to say that she did bring up to me that she did listen to the minutes previously. And that she also would like to have a discussion with the group. And if possible with Aaron. She doesn't want to rope Cora into it if she doesn't have to. But she's just asking like just for some information on why Cora personally doesn't want her to coach. And kind of where it's coming from.
Yeah.
She did also tell me that being that she was the girls' 5th-6th grade coach when they were 3rd, 4th 2 years ago and 5th-6th grade last year, that if she kind of felt like if she wasn't given the opportunity to coach that team again and see them out, since a lot of them are in their 6th grade year, that she probably wouldn't coach for Eden again. I don't think that, I'm not taking that as a threat. I'm taking that as in heartbreak and defeat if she doesn't get it. So what I would like to do is I would like to reach out to all three of these people, and we can put this into motion. It's just a discussion. But I think we should reach out to all three of these people and ask for almost like an interview. I just feel like we should talk to them and ask them like, Ryan, if you weren't given the opportunity or if someone wants to reach out to her, just something where we talk to them and say, if we have a coach for the 5th-6th grade girls, would you be willing to do the 3rd-4th grade team?
Of course.
Or if there's a 3rd-4th grade girls and 3rd-4th grade boys. There hasn't ever been in Eden, not ever, but since we've been on the committee for that age group, and the 4th grade group is a light group. There's not a lot of kids, but I think we're still going to see a lot of third graders. The other thing is to discuss, I wanted to talk about too, is through registrations. There are going to be some second graders that are above skill level just because they've been playing for the last few years as being on the pre-K through second or slash third grade team. I don't know how we can address this as a group if there's like we allow kids to play up if they're ready to make a team and play. For example, like
I think that's coach's discretion, but yeah.
But I mean, as a group, like we also need to be able to say like if a coach is gonna get bombarded or asked like, hey, how come my son doesn't play? He's second grade and I think he should play, and then a coach said no. Like we gotta have that coach's back if we, you know what I mean.
They've
so I
just want to agree on that. For 2 years already, you know.
Yeah, well, and I just know like I have an archer who's in a second grade role, and he didn't. I don't think he played soccer this year because he's above that skill level of being around all those young kids, and that's where it's like he can play on a third, fourth grade team. He has the capability, the strength, physicalness, the awareness, the skill, and I don't think he will participate in a skills and drills kind of thing. So for me personally, I'd rather pull a kid up and let them continue to play than sit out a year because their parents and them don't feel like that's really where they want them to be at.
We can keep them at a competitive advantage.
Because I know we pulled up the fourth graders to play on the fifth, sixth grade for the soccer team and stuff like that.
Mm. Right? But, and I feel like there's got to be some give and take on both sides.
Yes.
Like the parents also have to understand
like if we
the
say
position
no,
that we're
it's
in
not,
and the coaches are in and the other kids on the team are in as well. But I agree. Like if your kid is that good, I mean, yeah.
And it's not, we're not saying to this child no because we just want to be mean and we want to be competitive. It's also about safety. It's also about that kid running down the court not realizing and getting hit by another kid or a ball to the face because it's a higher competitive, fast, more skilled pace thing. Yeah. So, because there was a couple kids on there, I was looking at that, so I wanted to bring that up to the committee on that's the direction we'll take. So going back to the coaches, I think someone should reach out to them and just ask. I know that's their preference, is either those two candidates, Ryan or...
I don't think we should settle with just one.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying...
We should have a 2, 3, 4 coaches if they want.
And we can...
And if they can collaborate and work together, right? Then...
I don't think we should put 2 or 3... Like, if you hire one coach, they pick their assistant coach.
Correct.
4 people who don't know each other or anything, that's going to be...
But you're also talking...
And Hyde Park ran into that last year. Hyde Park ran into big issues last year because they had 3 or 4 parents coach, and two of those parents got in an altercation yelling match, and then
they
both got
kicked
out, and then Matt Warren had to...
It's just bound to happen when
you don't have agreement, you have...
Right, when an outside committee tells a bunch of people, this is what you're doing.
You and your two coaches work together, figure it out.
Well, that's not what I would do. And the other one's like, well, screw you. And then it's just like, now we're banging heads with pride and respect when it's all about the kids and just learning.
They should have more than one coach, sure. But whoever you have as a head coach should pick their...
Yes.
Helpers.
But I would say, like, to reach out to them and just say, is there any interest in third, fourth? Just so that
way
we can...
I think an interview for the coaches.
Well, especially
if
there's one not
connected. You should do an interview.
Okay.
If they're not connected to a child that's in that grade, then maybe they have a okay to slide backwards to the 3-4, like you're saying.
And this is a valid question, too, for the interview.
Yeah.
Are you interested in coaching another...
Yeah, that's part of the interview process.
Yeah, so I think,
If we didn't pick you for the 5th and 6th grade, are you willing to do the 3rd and 4th?
Then we'll have to reach out by email and just say we would like to have an interview. Do we set it up where it's a meeting night? Will you come to our...
I think the cool thing is having an interview will show the ones that actually want to do it, too.
Right, because if they're like, I don't really want to do an interview, it might set it out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm sitting there like, I don't want to scare two away and have one when we still need a third, fourth grade coach. So that's where I was trying to like...
Yeah.
If you say no, that doesn't mean no. We could still use you for something else.
Right.
Yeah, well, no, 100%.
And Kelly did say to bring up, I know we said not to whatever, but Kelly did say that she would be willing to coach with somebody else. So that is their possibility.
So how do you do that? Like, if you're talking, all right, so say you get hired as a coach. How do you, if we're not going to go, this other person also volunteered to coach and they would like to help you. We say,
I would say that Kelly, because she did, like, she already came to us. I wouldn't so much worry about Kelly that I would worry about Orion or the other.
Elise.
I would ask her, be like, so we've had a coach this same group of girls for the last couple of years. She knows that there's other people interested in it. She really wants to still do it, and she's willing to allow others to come in and be an assistant or help her coach. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to step up and help Kelly, who's been doing it for the last couple of years, be with her and help her coach?
That's part of the questions in the interview.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All
right, so if we're going to do interviews, that's a whole other can of worms, right? We got to come up with time, questions, stuff like that, so...
I don't know if sports meetings are good.
So I think with registration still going on, there still might be some feelers. Like I said,
there might be
a fifth, sixth grade. We might get someone that's like, hey, I'd really be interested in doing a fifth, sixth grade boys, and we could do an interview then. And if we're like, you know what, this, like, even if it's like.
So if you didn't get to coach 5-6 boys, you're not going to say like you're never going to coach again, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No, that's why I said I'd probably rap or run a scoreboard. In other words, like, if some kid came in off the street and then, like, I could interview and they could interview and then you guys could kind of leave it up. Like, if I was, like, in the interview and I was like, I think this person would be great for these kids and that would be whatever. But if I'm like, this person might not be that experienced, we might not want to leave that to a lot of these sixth grade boys that they deserve to finish their year strong with somebody like that. But if it's like a Travis and it's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, hit the ground running. If it's someone that we're comfortable with, then like I'm all for it. But I don't want to just be like, I will yield to anybody because I don't want those. I want the kids to have this be their sixth grade year. I mean, we've been a group now for a while. So I'd hate to just be like, sorry, boys, I'm out. Peace. And then being like, what? What are you doing, Dots?
That's why he's back.
That's why the girls. No, like I said, I'm okay with reffing all the home games. I'm okay with doing that, you know? Like, even, like, because the other thing is I really enjoyed, like, reffing the Cambridge tournament. But this year, it's either I'm going to coach the 5th-6th grade boys team. If we don't have anyone really that interested or whatnot, then I'm more than happy. But then I'm the coach of the 5th-6th grade team. I'm not reffing games.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the Cambridge tournament. I am their coach, and they deserve me 100% of the time instead of having an assistant and having the assistant do all the games, you know what I mean? And then having that, I want to give them the last year of giving my full attention. But if we have someone step in or whatever, then I'm backing off, and I'll commit to reffing the games. I'll commit to reffing Cambridge for the tournament, you know, that kind of stuff. To last year, like at the beginning of the tournament, like, there was some flack. Katie got some phone calls and stuff about me reffing, and they didn't think it was fair for having an Eden coach reffing games and things like that. But there was a lot more compliments from a lot of fans and stuff for our reffing at the end of the day. So, you know, I still felt pretty good.
You're always going to find some of the tough losers.
And I took it personally about it, the first few. So I went back to the book and I was like, hey, look, so we called 19 fouls on Eden and we only called 14 on you guys. So how unfair is that? You know, and then I was like, oh, in the second game you guys are questioning, oh, 16 fouls for Eden, 16 fouls for your guys' team. So I think we did okay.
Everybody does their best.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
Wants to go home thinking they screwed some kids.
And I'm a basketball fanatic. That's my thing. I respect the game more than anything else. I am not calling a foul for a fifth grader because I want them to win a basketball game. Like, I'm like, if I see it, I'm blowing it. You got it. That's it. Except for Hardwick last year in the third, fourth grade tournament. I let that kid travel and score, and Hardwick won it.
You're on the record,
Nate. He, like, caught it, and he, like, took two steps back, and he shot, and me and Nate Lang are reffing the game. We both look at each other like, that was a travel, and it was like, eh. But it was a kid that didn't make a bucket. He was just not one of, you know, the star players. So he, like, we felt like, hey, you deserved it. Like, we did not want to take it away.
I agree.
Don't add that to your interview when you get interviewed for the 5 seconds.
On my interview, it would be, it's all about having a big old smile on their face it. At the end of
at
the day.
At the end of the day,
and that kid, he deserved that big smile, man. Okay, so we'll set up interviews. So about time. So I think we should go to October 31st for registrations. It says on there we need coaches. And when you go in to sign in your child for to sign them up, it says up top how much the fees are. And it says in there that coaches, we need volunteers. If you volunteer, your fee will be waived. So I think we should kind of keep... Get feelers out. Like I said, more coaches, the better. The more we can keep hearing people say they want to coach. Better and then October 31st, registrations close. So whatever that day is, I think we should meet that following Thursday, if it's possible for everybody. And go over registrations, go over uniforms and purchases, where we've come along. And also we'll... set up a meeting for our interview for coaches, because that by that time we'll know what teams we exactly have and what we need spots for, and then we can set up a time, because that will be what, the first week of November, and we won't start practices probably till after Thanksgiving.
Yep. So I got plenty of time.
And then that way it'll give us the first 2 weeks probably of December to practice.
I think we should play practice while registration is still open.
What do you mean?
Well, if you start a practice and then they're all playing and then they go back to school and they all...
We'll start it, but if they go back to school and they start talking and the kids want to come join, they still can come join.
I just think earlier is better. You know, just to get them in there.
They're still playing soccer.
Yeah,
for two more weeks.
But then
last year it started the rounds, the 17th, I think.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. But you do have the whole month of November.
I will say basketball is a long season compared to.
Yeah, if you start playing in November,
so that's why
the kids are going to be burnt out by.
Yeah, because they play to almost the end of February. So, I mean, like, we're inside, we're doing that. So, I think. That's kind of like how we've always kind of, like, we've done it earlier in the past. But I think, like, once you have too many practices and not a game either, like, when you start practicing for a month and a half, you're kind of like, when, you know, so it's like, it's, I think having 4 to 6 practices before your first game.
At this age.
And town ball. You got to remember, this is town ball. There's going to be 3 or 4 kids that have never even touched a basketball before. Right. So.
So you want to say that the first week of December start practices?
Yeah. That will give us after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You got the, what is that, the last Thursday of November?
The 27th is Thanksgiving,
So
you're saying start practices after
Thanksgiving. Right, when they get back from Thanksgiving break. Because a lot of times the schools are all shut down and you can't get in during those breaks.
I just remember those times in between. It's just like everyone's waiting. Everyone's wanting it.
So it's like, it'll go by quick. Plus, like I said, it'll give us time to get our equipment, too. Get it approved from the select board. I think, like I said, we're going to be playing all of December, all of January, almost all of February. So, I think, and I schedule, like, these kids get, like, 15 to 20 games. And that's not including the tournament. So,
yeah.
I think we'll be okay. I think that giving them a few weeks of a break is okay.
Alrighty. Anybody, anything else? I motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What time it is?
Yeah, we'll just touch base.